Scott with SJWellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 453. Why are Christians duped by Trump? What are the key drivers on this deception? And we're going to get into Trump's madness. This is going to be a very, very long VCast. We've been calling out Trump for 4 years within this ministry. It's wings of the same bird. Ultimately, Trump is enslaving you. He's building the beast system if you follow this ministry, and we'll prove it out. And if you're a big Trump fan, go to SJ Wellfire, take off your blinders, and just search Trump. Search Elon Musk. Listen to all the videos. We've been laying out all of Trump's nefarious lawlessness deeds, destroying the Constitution, building the Mark of the Beast money system, defiling you with warp speed, AI Stargate, this AI God, the Tower of Babel, my friends. We're not even going to dive deep into a lot of those topics here. But this is alarming, the fact that the right are getting duped and Christians are getting duped. The key question is why. So the first thing I want to talk about is I'm listening to a very, very popular YouTube Christian man, and I do think he's saved. But he went on to say in a very popular Christian YouTube channel that Trump has given Christians a reprieve because they're building re-education camps right before our eyes. So then I started doing some research, found this article. Mystery surrounds $1.2 billion Army contract to build detention camp in Texas desert. Ultimately, under the guise of illegal aliens and homelessness, this will be turned on Christians that don't take the mark of the beast and or constitutionalists. This is where this is moving under the guise of Noahide laws. And so I'm sitting back hearing this and going over all the things that we've covered about Trump. And we're going to dive deep into a bunch of things where he's just destroying everything, destroying the Constitution, destroying USA Inc., destroying the dollar. And I'm like, why are Christians so duped by Trump? And folks, the reason why is because they do not understand that Israel, that Jerusalem, is the woman of the book of Revelation. Jerusalem is the great city. The great city is called the woman where they crucified Christ, called Sodom and Egypt. Yes, Jerusalem sits on seven hills. Jerusalem killed the prophets. Israel killed the prophets. The Catholic Church was not around in the Old Testament, my friends. And then you have the beast system, which I personally think are the city-states, the Vatican, London, and Washington, D.C. And then you'll see a consolidation, which is we'll go over within this VCast, World War III, into the 10 kings. The 10 kings will hate the whore and burn her with fire. So why are Christians so deceived with Trump is because they don't understand who the woman is.
How did you convince Hezbollah to buy this?
Well, obviously, they didn't know that they were buying it from Israel.
Who did they buy it from or think they were buying it from?
We have an incredible array of possibilities of creating foreign companies that have no way being traced back to Israel. Shell companies over shell companies who affect the supply chain to our favor. We create a pretend world. We are a global production company. We write the screenplay. We're the directors. We're the producers.
Right? Trump is pushing Palantir, this big brother that will monitor everything. Trump with the healthcare records, destroy the clipboard. We talked about the biodigital IDs being pushed within healthcare, this trackable money, biodigital identifier for the illegals that, oh, by the way, Mexico just did because the United States supposedly pushed them into this. No, we've covered the economist cover of the Mexican president with her little ponytail before she even was president. You're watching a script. You're watching big time wrestling. War will be real. Death will be real. But this is a playbook, my friends, and we are getting enslaved by Trump. So I think the reason why Christians are so duped by Trump, there are a bunch of rumors going around that Trump is super sick, that he might step down. And oh, by the way, the rapture, many pre-tribbers think it's going to happen in September. No. Read or go to SJ Wellfire, how to read the book of Revelation. Personally, I'm a post-trib rapture, and I'm thankful for my pre-trib rapture listeners and supporters. But folks, you're going to be here. You're going to be living in the woods when this Mark of the Beast system gets implemented. And Trump has done more to accelerate this AI beast system that ultimately will be a biohack of you. Biodigital convergence, brain-computer interface, all of it. And you don't need a huge chip in your head. That, in my humble opinion, according to Elon Musk's own words, is a psyop. So at the end of the day, the reason why Christians are duped is because of the Schofield Bible, the occult roots. Check out Final Days Report, episode 416. It's nefarious, my friends. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that there is a genocide happening in Gaza. But this is just more evidence from so-called scholars. Israel is committing genocide in Gaza, Scholar Association says. So this is somewhat interesting. The world's biggest academic association of genocide scholars has passed a resolution saying the legal criteria has been met to establish Israel is committing genocide in Gaza, its president said on Monday. Get this. 86% of those who voted among the 500-member International Association of Genocide Scholars backed the resolution declaring Israel's policies and actions in Gaza had met the legal definition set out in Article 2 of the 1948 UN Convention on Genocide. Yes. And now here is what's fascinating from a Trump tweet, because the beast will turn on the woman. Trump, and you know, you have people that deny it ever happened. They're deniers. You have people that deny the Holocaust ever happened. So they're going to have to get that war over with. But it is hurting Israel. There's no question about it. They may be winning the war, but they're not winning the world of public relations. You know. And it's hurting them. But Israel was the strongest lobby 15 years ago that there has been. And now it's been hurt, especially in Congress. See, I don't believe that for a second about Israel's lobby not being powerful. And then you need to think about the CIA, Mossad, honey traps, right? But at the end of the day, this post, this tweet on Truth Social by Trump, you see the turning on the woman, because at the end of the day, after World War III, you're going to see the 10 kings, this consolidation, turn on Israel. It's biblical. And it makes sense, and it's happening right before your eyes. At the end of the day, have peace with all of this, because Christians, in my humble opinion, and the Word of God, are going to go through persecution, and some of us are going to have to be martyrs. But this world is temporal, my friends. Be a light. Be a light in this world. All right. Trump is enslaving you. Beware of deception. The next section, and again, this is going to be a long podcast. This is for the Trump fans that are Christians. Send this to anybody that you know. Trump, and we've called this out for years, is a gun grabber. And it's just more nefarious than ever. It's more open than ever. And the first thing I want to do is cover Melania Trump's tweet after the mass shooting at the Catholic school. The tragic mass killing in Minnesota illuminates the need for preemptive intervention in identifying potential school shooters. Early warning signs are often evident, and many individuals exhibiting concerning behaviors on making violent threats online prior to their actions. So they want AI to censor everything. Wings of the same bird. Bill Gates has talked about it. Obama has talked about it. And the right are talking about it. Wake up, wings of the same bird again. To prevent future tragedies, it is crucial we look into behavioral threat assessments across all levels of society, beginning in our homes, extending through school districts, and of course, social media platforms. Being aware of these warning signs and acting quickly can save lives and make American communities safer. All of this reminds me of Bill Cooper coming out and saying MK Ultra false flags. And there's some rumors about this latest shooter who he's connected to. Internet AI censorship. ID 2020 to get on the net and do anything in life. And oh, by the way, Palantir is now linked to Israel and their AI targeting system called the Gospel. Can't make any of this up. They create chaos to monitor you. This is 1984 on steroids. And yes, Trump has put Palantir front and center with many government agencies. Doge, EGOD backwards, scanned all of the government, probably brought it to its AI base. This is the future. Chabad Lupovich, AI is the Tower of Babel, but this is a playbook, and I'll prove it out even more. Listen to this on Fox News from the right. And if you're on the right, you think this is good. This is 1984 on steroids, and this is from Israel. And again, this supports the Bible that says the woman of the book of Revelation is Jerusalem.
Correct. I am now about to launch Gideon, America's first ever AI threat detection platform built specifically for law enforcement. It scrapes the internet 24/7 using an Israeli-grade ontology to pull specific threat language and then routes it to local law enforcement. It's a 24/7 detective. It never sleeps, and it's going to get us in front of these attacks.
Would it have picked up on this, do you think?
100%. I wish my program would already be up. We're not launching until next week. I've got a dozen agencies on board, Trace. I just onboarded a major Northeast agency with over 2,700 sworn. This is America's early warning system.
Monitor us 24/7. And oh, by the way, it reminds me of the podcast that we did with Governor Pritzker from Illinois, forcing kids in school to have a mental health examination. They're going to cause those that are Christians, they're going to label them as mentally ill if they believe in Jesus Christ. It's a playbook. It's happened throughout all of history. It happened in Russia with the Bolshevik Revolution. And I've told the story many times. My great grandfather basically was a pastor and sent to Siberia in Russia. So I've seen the same playbook. It's nothing new under the sun. But do you see how this works out? And then here's Trump. We've played this before, probably two or three times, with Pam Bondi talking about red gun flag laws. And he talked about it in his first administration as well. This is nothing short of a playbook.
Out within 24 hours, the majority of them. So what we want to do is let law enforcement come in and take the guns.
Good.
They're a danger to themselves.
Which you can't
or
do
others.
Right now.
Well, they're because without being adjudicated, so because they're a danger to themselves.
You want them to take the guns and
when they are committed,
not go through 6 months of legal trials.
Are you falling for this crap? Now, at the end of the day, we need Holy Ghost protection. That can give you wisdom and protect you. But I do believe in self-defense. Now, here's just another example of the right pushing for 1984 type tactics for red gun flag laws on the right. And it's all controlled. What, six companies run over 90% of all media? Operation Mockingbird. It's so easy to see once you're awake.
Our system is reactive. Something bad happens, we react to it. And what people are crying for now is, how can we prevent this? How can we stop it? And the only way to stop it is to identify the shooter ahead of time or keep the weapons out of their hands. And so we're going to have a conversation of freedom versus protecting children. I mean, how many school shootings does it take before we're going to have a conversation about keeping firearms out? It's always a young white male, almost always. I mean, did anyone this morning think, I wonder if that was a female? Did any of y'all think that? I mean, there's been one school shooting involving a female.
Tennessee.
But other than that, it is usually young white males.
I find that kind of funny because wasn't he a transgender? Let's continue on Trump, this lawless one. First of all, we've covered multiple times how Trump's administration erased the Constitution on a government website in terms of tariffs, because tariffs is the role of Congress and posse comitatus, troops on the street. So from USA Today, most Trump tariffs are not legal. U.S. appeals court rules. So Trump warns of total disaster if latest tariff ruling stands and signals to plan an appeal. Now, really, we've covered the economics behind the $37 trillion in debt, and I think it was like 25% of your taxes go to cover the interest on the debt that is part of an illegal Federal Reserve banking system, a private banking system, that the Treasury could print debt-free money, no principal debt, and no interest on the debt. So the whole thing is a scam. And at the end of the day, tariffs are a tax on you. And then you parlay this into how we've done a couple podcasts, that this tariff rate reciprocal increase, which was grounded in bogus math, the tariff rates were not equivalized. It was some sort of funky formulas, real dollars versus rates. And he's negotiating with countries around the world to bring in AI technology, to bring in Starlink. Trump is building this AI beast system right before your eyes. And personally, we've done podcasts how Facebook is linked with China. It's one big club. At the top, they all worship Lucifer. The majority of them worship Lucifer, in my humble opinion. Now, that's not to say that God can't take some of these leaders and give them their Nebuchadnezzar moment where they start eating grass. But they appear to be just playing the game. Think about Iran's parliament building that is a pyramid with 33 windows. It's a script. Death will be real, but it's a script. So this will be interesting to see. And I found this hilarious. So Trump tries to fire this woman from the Federal Reserve. And check this out. Just in, Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook says President Trump has no authority to fire her. I will continue to carry out my duties. He doesn't, because it's a private company. Do you see the scam? And the troops on the street, I think they're going to be turned on Christians eventually. But they need to sow chaos. So at the end of the day, Pentagon plans military deployment in Chicago as Trump eyes crackdown. And we have these black leaders talking about how they're not going to stand for this. This is a playbook for chaos, for ultimate AI surveillance. Polls on every corner that can track you. Satellites tracking you 24/7. Once they get your biodigital markers, they can scan you with satellites 24/7. We did the podcast about how the province in Canada said you can't go into the woods. And right now they have DNR and police people trying to monitor the woods. But in the future, they won't need that. They'll have their satellites. You see how this works? But let's play this. This is nefarious.
And so, you know, look, we're going to remain firm. We'll take legal action. But the people in this city are accustomed to rising up against tyranny. And if that's necessary, I believe that the people of Chicago will stand firm alongside of me as I work every single day to protect the people of this city.
Nothing short of troops on the street to get you conditioned for the PSYOP. I get Knight of the Long Knives vibes as well for people that are truly awake. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. The troops on the street really fall into red states. What is going on here?
Tonight, 1,700 National Guard troops are now set to mobilize across 19 states over the coming weeks. They are going to help Homeland Security execute a sweeping federal crime and immigration crackdown that is underway now. The order is effective August through mid-November, Fox News is learning. And a U.S. defense official tells Jackie Heinrich and Liz Fryden the National Guard being mobilized will effectively serve as a support pillar.
You're getting conditioned again for troops on the street. And this reminds me of Operation Jade Helm. Go to an alternative search engine and research Jade Helm. Something smells with this whole bit because, again, here are the states that the troops are being deployed to. So this is nothing short of, again, conditioning you and destroying posse comitatus, the Act of 1878. The use of the military for civilian law enforcement is limited, but the National Guardsmen will be mobilizing under the Title 32, Section 502F authority, to which posse comitatus does not apply. They always have a workaround, my friends. Open the borders, allow illegals to come in, and then clamp down on them and enslave you in the process. Problem, reaction, solution. If you can't see that, I'm sorry, because it gets worse. Let's get into healthcare, or I like to say hellcare, because this is the abomination. From Gateway Pundit, I thought this was interesting. It was funny. I sent this to some of my friends that poked themselves, and they were like, not true, not true. Because this is such an abomination with healthcare and warp speed. Warp speed causes cancer. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Just recently published, first population wide peer-reviewed study finds COVID-19 vaccines increase risk of multiple cancers, confirms fears of turbo cancer epidemic. And we've covered doctors coming out and talking about how kids are getting colon cancer. Unbelievable. This is as the days of Noah. DNA defilement. Iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave. This is the fourth beast system. Well, let's read a little bit from this article from the Gateway Pundit. A bombshell peer-reviewed study out of Italy has just shattered the narrative peddled by big pharma, corporate media, and government health bureaucrats. For the first time, a population-wide cohort of nearly 300,000 people. This sample size is huge. That was my role, a marketing director type, working for major CPG companies, and I was heavy into market research. This is statistically relevant. 300,000 people, random representative, 300,000 people tracked over 30 months has revealed that the so-called safe and effective COVID-19 shots are linked to alarming spikes in multiple forms of cancer. And it's so much worse. Brain fog, kids with dementia, obviously the heart issues with kids that we've covered over the years. But the big picture of all of this, besides harming you, is bio-digital convergence, nanotech in you. And yes, people showed up as Mac IDs with my own personal test. Now, I don't think this is the mark of the beast because you're not worshiping an image. And I've stated that early days, but it's a dangerous technology. So if you've taken the poke, repent, pray. We've done a couple podcasts on potential solutions, and I'm not a medical doctor. This is for entertainment purposes only. But check out some of those old VCasts on sjwildfire.com. Unbelievable. So it gets more interesting. So all of a sudden, we get this new administration still pushing this DNA defilement. Let's play.
From miscommunications or differences on vaccine policy. So I wonder if you could just say whether or not the president believes that the COVID vaccine should be available to and covered by insurance for all Americans, regardless of age and pre-existing conditions.
What I will tell you is that the FDA recently revoked the emergency use authorizations for three COVID vaccinations while simultaneously greenlighting four new COVID-19 vaccines with 2025 and 2026 formulas. The reason for the revocation of that emergency use authorization is because obviously the COVID pandemic and the public health emergency is over. But just to correct the record, because there's been a lot of misinformation on this, the FDA's decision does not affect the availability of COVID vaccines for Americans who want them. We believe in individual choice. That's a promise both the president and the secretary have made, and it's a promise they have now delivered on.
Oh, goody. Never forget, I think it's Revelation 20, that the rich men of this world hoodwinked you from sorcery. And when you dive deep into the Greek, sorcery is pharmakia. And this fits Seal 1 that we wrote a book on, conquering with a bow, with a toxin. Oh, it's a wild time to be alive, my friends. Now, this is where it gets more interesting. And again, I go back to Larry Ellison and Oracle's companies, where they have, I think it's about 20% of the healthcare records, and Elon Musk saying we need a DNA database. And the right is actually empowering these tech companies. And when you dive deep into how many of these tech companies were founded straight out of DARPA technology transfer, you trust this stuff? But let's let RFK Jr. talk about this great milestone of giving your records to these big corporations. And I early days, and this is not from a dream. I do believe in dreams. The only reason why I'm doing this Watchman News Ministry is that I have dreams that would come true. And if the Watchman doesn't blow the trumpet, the blood is on his head. And I do enjoy it. But one of my theories, and I did not have a dream about this, is I wonder if the 10 kings might be tech companies because they have power. Let's play this.
Similarly, we've made another historic agreement with personal health records. The 60 biggest tech companies in our country have all agreed to allow Americans for the first time access to their personal data, which they own, which these companies have been monetizing without permission. You're going to be able to see by next year all of your health records on your cell phone. It's going to save lives. It is going to fuel an infusion of technology into that space where people can access those records. They can compare their diet to what they personally need, and we'll have personalized medicine.
Positioning big tech empowering you. It almost makes you laugh. And the other thing RFK Jr. is pushing is the wearables. And we've covered how they want to make you the cell phone by 2030. That seems to be either a wearable and or this tattoo where you're the cell phone, the CPU or hardware to the operating system and the nanotech that they injected in you. There seems to be this next step. But then I caution that because we've covered how the cell phone, the jail phone, can actually manipulate your brainwaves. But don't fall for any of this stuff. This is nothing short of AI monitoring of you. Are you with me? Do you follow? And just another proof point on how dangerous those pokes were. Just let's keep on layering the evidence.
In my public advocacy and wherever I traveled or asked to speak, I was talking to just innumerable vaccine injured. As a curious clinician, and I like challenges, I decided to take on this disease. And I've now spent 3.5 years treating patients who are chronically ill from the vaccine. When I use the term post-vaccine injury syndrome, that is a constellation of symptoms. And although we know this syndrome called long COVID, and we're only beginning to recognize long vax, I will tell you that is what my practice specializes in. What we're seeing is an epidemic of a disease that has long been called myalgic encephalitis / chronic fatigue syndrome. And the Mayo Clinic called that out in 2021 in regards to COVID, that they were seeing unprecedented rates of ME/CFS. Historically, ME/CFS has always been associated with infections. And here's what I want to tell you, that in my practice, we treat long COVID and long vax. 70% of the patients in my practice became ill after the vaccine. They are long vax. The vast majority of what this rest of science in this country is calling long COVID is actually long vax. And how do I know the difference? Very easy. It's called temporal association. If someone's symptoms present within days to weeks of COVID, long COVID. If it presents within days to weeks or sometimes minutes to hours of the vaccine, it's long vax. It's not that complicated to know what the trigger was. And they both share pathogenic insults, which is this spike protein. And the sadness, and I'll try to wrap up because I don't want to go too long, but the sadness is in my first year in practice, I think the value that I brought to the patients is I listened to them. They understood that I understood them. I wasn't gaslighting them. I knew what was wrong with them, or I knew what caused their illness. And I was willing to try to treat it. When you take their history prior to their illness, they will report that they ate well. They were absolutely successful in their careers. They liked to exercise and stay fit. They were raising their children. And now they found themselves barely able to get out of bed in some cases. Or if they do, they immediately get fatigued and they're back in their house. And a lot of them are housebound. They cannot work anymore. They become financially unhealthy. So the amount of kind of the ways in which they get sick is immeasurable. It's not only physical, it's financial, it's sexual, like with their relationships, it's occupational, they can't work. And so I see these these multiply disabled patients who are really enjoying like the peak of their lives and now are decimated.
I have a theory. Is remember we did a VCAST, an old VCAST, where the Department of Energy, along with the Eugenics Institute, actually sponsored the Genome Project. So you think about the nanotech in these people, and you think about the articles that we've covered on how humans can power 6G. Personally, I wonder if they're harvesting their energy, somehow hooking them up into this singularity, this beast system with 5G. Because remember, 5G launched during this pandemic. This is a military operation spy system. It's right in front of us. So are they harvesting their energy? Is that why they don't have any ability to get out of bed? It's wickedness, my friends. And it gets more evil. Women and their fertility rate has plummeted. I just want to read some scripture. John 8, verses 44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Deceived you with sorcery, which is pharmakia. But this is, I played this before. This is sad.
CDC child death records indicate catastrophic transgenerational harm of mass mRNA vaccination programs. A new analysis of CDC data by Ethical Skeptic shows children born following mass mRNA vaccination of mothers are dying at a 77% excess rate. That's nearly 18,000 additional deaths in ages 0 to 4 since 2021. The CDC's own death certificate records revealed an inflection point after 30 years of steady decline in infant and child mortality. The curve suddenly reversed in 2021. So two distinct signals emerge. Teratogenic effects, so rising deaths among infants exposed in utero, but the most concerning is transgenerational effects, sustained excess mortality rates seen in children who were never infected, never injected, but whose parents previously were. The excess deaths span multiple systems, cardiopulmonary, renal, neurological, congenital, septic causes, the very same disruptions observed in injected adults. These findings are not speculative models. They come straight from the government's records. If confirmed, this represents a public health crisis of historic magnitude, one affecting not those who were injected, but their children, grandchildren, and generations yet to be born.
Now, Trump is calling the pharmaceutical industry to post their results of the As the Days of Noah devil juice, the positive results. And you have to ask the question. Trump has probably been given the information that we just covered, and he is, instead of repenting, instead of saying, wow, I made a mistake, and humbling himself, he is calling the pharmaceutical industry with a trumpet to say how great it was. Folks, Trump is enslaving you. Beware. Beware. All right, let's get into CL4 theater. World War III appears to be moving very, very fast on so many fronts. And again, I think it's theater. Death will be real. I think it's a script. But do you have eyes to see? White House advances plan for Department of War as Trump looks to restore historical military titles. So go from Department of Defense to Department of War. It's aggression, my friends. And if you follow the news ministry, I have had multiple dreams that we are allowing China in to invade us. So that parlays into my next article. Trump saying 600,000 Chinese students could come to the U.S. draws MAGA backlash from the AP. And you need to think about this. You have China, India, Russia, Iran, North Korea joining forces, having meetings. This is wild. Then all of a sudden we're sending warships to Venezuela and Venezuela is raising their army. This buildup, this tension under the guise of U.S. needs to stop the drug cartels. Really, USA Inc. runs the drugs. We've covered that multiple times. The reason why we went into Afghanistan is because the Taliban was burning all the poppy fields and the Federal Reserve banking system's financials were getting destroyed. USA Inc. runs on drugs and probably many, many other things that are illicit. It's crazy, my friends. But this article about the 600,000 Chinese students reminds me of how TikTok kicked me off. Then I tried to get back on TikTok and they had voice recognition. After I was kicked off, I did a video and I was politically correct and they canceled my second channel because I played a video of the CEO who filmed 1,000 Chinese military age men walking. So it's 1,000, one night, one location. He filmed them going across the border and he was hired by a corporation that said, we're being invaded. And he said, they're all military age men walking in a straight line, almost looked militant. High credible Christian source. And this article of the 600,000 Chinese students reminds me of the video that we played from a college professor who was alarmed because half of his class didn't show up for exams and they were Chinese students. And he went on to say that another fellow Chinese woman walked up to him and said they're PLA. They were called back to China because of Taiwan started to get hot. And I had a dream as a solution. We need to pray our invaders come to Christ. That is what we need to pray. I think the Venezuela theater, the cover story about drugs, one, if all of a sudden these U.S. ships strike the drug cartels, you're going to see massive drug cartel chaos here in the United States. You're going to see subway stations hit. Just pure bloody chaos. What will that do? That will bring on this AIB system, the polls tracking biometric IDs, ID 2020 everywhere. They have the threat of a digital pandemic, you know, hacking, and then real terror attacks. You can just see this playbook. And the other bit, I think they need Venezuela oil. They need fuel to fund artificial intelligence. That's why everybody's electrical bills are skyrocketing. That's why BlackRock, they're starting to buy electricity companies. CEO from BlackRock now is the World Economic Forum leader. That's the beast. The beast system is rising. And again, it's going to turn on the woman. Don't fall for any of this. They need war to consolidate the 10 kings. Now, this is a little bit old, but this is just big time wrestling. Look at Trump that he posted. He's pointing a finger right in Putin's chest. And then he shows Nixon doing the same. I mean, come on. But let's read. It's very hard, if not impossible, to win a war without attacking an invader's country. It's like a great team in sports that has a fantastic defense, but is not allowed to play offense. This is talking about the Russia-Ukrainian war. There's no chance of winning. It is like that with Ukraine and Russia. Crooked and grossly incompetent Joe Biden, see, it's this fake right-left nonsense, would not let Ukraine fight back, only defend. How did that work out? Regardless, this is a war that would never have happened if I were president. Zero chance. Interesting times ahead. And we've covered why Russia attacked the Ukraine with Donbass, the genocide that happened there, of the Russian-speaking people, the biolabs, NATO basically pushing the boundaries of their agreement. Now, what I find interesting, I've always said, I can't remember the exact splits, but 70% we're watching theater, 30% they're poking the bear, maybe 60-40. And let's say I'm wrong about this is all theater and scripted. We played and read an article about a Chabad Lubavitch leader talking about the aim to create war between Russia and the Ukraine to decimate the people because they're very, very smart and they can't be genetically altered. And so if I'm wrong about the theater of war, which I don't think I am from dreams, but let's say I'm wrong, it goes back to the woman of the book of Revelation. You can't make this up. Personally, I think this is scripted to kill Christians. To kill Christians. Not falling for any of it. But it gets more interesting. So after Trump's hints that the Ukraine needs to go on the offensive, Ukrainian forces have just launched missiles that attack a pipeline in Russia. So they're definitely going after Russia. Now that all of a sudden Ukraine has new long-range missiles. And I go back to Putin. Putin talked a lot about, well, they need help from the West if they strike within Russia because of satellites. So if I'm wrong on the big time wrestling and theater, which I don't think I am, because you think about this, if all of a sudden Ukraine starts striking Russia even more, this will rile up the Russian people to go to war. It's a perfect script. Invade the United States, cut the head off the United States, consolidate to 10 kings, use the social credit system from China, probably this carbon tax infrastructure that's been built with the help of Meta and Facebook. One big club. And another proof point thereof is I'll never forget this True News testimony from Rick Wiles, how he was at some sort of dinner and he was sitting next to a banker executive, and the executive said, you know, we run the Federal Reserve Bank in China. One big global club, and we're not in it. All right. Trackable money. Again, we've covered the Genius Act and the big, beautiful bill of trackable blockchain money, this Mark of the Beast money system. But Reese does a nice job of articulating this in a quick, succinct way. This is nothing short of technocracy. Let's play it.
While many people rightly say that money is already digital, when world leaders say digital money today, it means cryptocurrency, which is now part of a worldwide scheme to monitor your actions and control your money. This new form of currency will require you to have a unique digital wallet, which is essentially a digital ID. Last spring, European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde said that the ECB will be ready to launch the digital euro by this October. According to the Atlantic Council, 137 countries and currency unions are preparing for a crypto digital currency. Three countries have already launched theirs: the Bahamas, Jamaica, and Nigeria. CBDCs in the advanced stages are the digital euro, China's digital yuan, India's e-rupee, the United Kingdom's digital pound, Brazil's digital real, and Russia's digital ruble. Hong Kong is preparing to launch a stablecoin. Japan's Financial Services Agency is preparing to launch a Japanese yen stablecoin this fall. And President Trump, who has been pushing stablecoin development, has repeatedly announced that the USA will lead the world in AI and crypto. His family is heavily invested and stand to make billions when the world goes crypto. The Trump family even have their own stablecoin, the USD1 stablecoin from World Liberty Financial. Trump's puppet masters likely have another stablecoin in mind to be the digital dollar, but a puppet can still dream. The only difference between a CBDC, central bank digital currency, and a stablecoin is name only. Both will be programmed according to the nation's financial policies. Both are capable of operating a carbon tax and a social credit score. The only difference is one will be managed by a central bank and the other by a private corporation. In the USA, something like BlackRock. CEO of BlackRock and longtime business associate of President Trump, Larry Fink, was recently appointed interim co-chair of the World Economic Forum. The Trump administration has been normalizing the deployment of the U.S. military as a police force in the streets of America. And according to Fox News, Pentagon officials are about to mobilize National Guard troops in 19 states to assist Homeland Security with President Trump's nationwide crackdown on illegal immigration and crime. This likely means ID checkpoints, because how else will a citizen prove their citizenship? But with a new digital ID, the military police state can simply scan you from a distance with Palantir technology. Doctors are discussing online how President Trump's swollen ankles and hand bruising are indications of congestive heart failure, the bruises on the hand being typical of IV diuretic treatments. The White House says it's from shaking hands. If Trump goes the unfortunate way of the clot shot, which he is still proud of, then J.D. Vance will be president, and he owes everything to Palantir's Peter Thiel, one of technocracy's biggest cheerleaders. The stage is now set for crypto and digital IDs, and if that happens, there will be pushback, especially in the 19 states being supplied with the National Guard. Greg Reese reporting.
Troops on the street are for you. Now, I found this interesting because the Antichrist will be accepted, obviously, by Jews, but also by Muslims, the Mahdi. Iranian state clerics suggest Trump is the one-eyed Islamic Antichrist. In Islamic eschatology, a figure called the Dajjal is a false messiah who will emerge in the end times, spreading corruption and misleading people with false promises of power and prosperity before being ultimately defeated by righteous messiah. That will be an antichrist for the Muslims. His description in Islamic scripture as one-eyed has been interpreted to refer to the deception and ability to manipulate others for personal gain. The new U.S. president has completely one-sided view, he says. He sees the world purely through a materialistic lens and openly declares that America is a business corporation, which it is, except you're the cattle. He covets wealth wherever it exists, whether it's Middle Eastern oil, Syrian oil, or Ukrainians' minerals, he continued. I just thought that was interesting. And granted, I think many Muslim leaders look at Trump as a true leader. I found the next article interesting because we know the elections are selections, and it's been suspect with the voting machines over the last couple of years. But let's read from Wired Magazine. No, Trump can't legally federalize U.S. elections, with the Trump administration assaulting both the spirit and the letter of the United States Constitution on multiple fronts. President Donald Trump has also become increasingly vocal and combative in his plans for U.S. election administration. So the local elections with these voting machines, suspect at best. But are we watching a false flag to federalize them? Because all of this reminds me of AI government. I think it was the movie The Circle, where you vote into artificial intelligence, that predictive programming. So are we just watching a major false flag with elections? And again, I personally think we're watching a script. But this entire VCast reminds me of Hosea 4, and a bunch of Christians, going back to the original theme, why are Christians duped with Trump? Because they think Israel is good. They think Jerusalem is good. Jerusalem is the woman of the book of Revelation. They think Trump is protecting the genocide nation. that is biblical, and it can't be further from the truth. So they're deceived. And we just go over all the evidence that Trump is enslaving you. But what's interesting is Trump is very sick, it appears. His hand is bruised. His ankles are swollen. Many think the rapture is going to happen in September because Trump, the last Trump, is going to be ousted. Or if he dies, then they're going to be raptured out of here. Don't fall for any of that. You're going to be here the whole time, my friends. The day of the Lord is when we're caught up. The resurrection. There are two resurrections. One for the believers and one for the non-believers when the books are open that we've covered multiple times. But where the United States sits, it reminds me of Hosea 4. Read the whole chapter. I was reading it last night. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, and that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. Think about the New Testament when you're reading this. I will also forget thy children. Also, they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, will I change their glory into shame. Think about, especially the West, the increase. I used to travel throughout Europe. Church was dead there. Now, I definitely think there's some revival going on, but we've lost our first love. It's almost like we're putting our faith in Trump versus our faith in the Word of God. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. Think about the obesity here in the United States. They shall commit whoredom, and they shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Read the entire chapter for homework. It just seems like that is where especially the United States is right now with our spiritual awareness. Folks, make sure you're a worthy bride. Get rid of your habitual sin. Be a light in this world. Great time to be alive. The good book is coming true right before your eyes. Thank you for those that have supported this ministry. And hopefully we made the point, it's a bit of a long one, Trump is not your friend. He's bringing on the beast system at a minimum. And why? Is because the Schofield deception, propping up the fake Jerusalem, propping up fake Israel. I did a Bible study, and I have not posted it yet, but I went through all the scripture where Israel returns the second time to the promised land. Folks, that is talking about a God-fearing Christian people going back to the promised land. And I was listening to a Zionist pastor, he's since passed, but he's like, hey, Israel could be kicked out of that land again because they're not submitting to Christ. Don't fall for the imposter, my friends, because at the end of the day, it's going to be Noahide laws through this nonsense. Then the Antichrist and the beast system is going to kick off the whore, kick off the woman. Have a great day. Be at peace. Pray for this ministry. God bless.
When the European leaders and President Zelensky were at the White House the following Monday, has done the opposite of following through on what he indicated he wanted to do. As a matter of fact, he has, in a despicable manner, increased the bombing campaign. So I think with President Trump, all options are on the table, and I think we'll be examining those very closely this week.